Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The Massachusetts Gaming Commission is looking into allegations that casino mogul Steve Wynn made unwanted sexual advances on an employee and that he settled with that employee for more than $7 million. The settlement came before the state commission awarded a gaming license to Wynn to build a $2.4 billion resort casino in Everett. WBUR Steve Brown was at a gaming commission meeting that happened this afternoon. He joins us now from the Statehouse. What's your sense of the gaming commission's mindset around these allegations against Steve Wynn?
They're very upset by this. They're very ticked off. Chairman Steve Crosby called these allegations very troubling. Remember, the commission went through what seemed to be a very thorough process vetting Wynn and the principals of the company when they were awarding the license about 5 years ago. These allegations against Wynn seem to blindside the commission and raises questions about the thoroughness of the vetting process. What seems to be irking the members of the commission is that the Wynn Company didn't disclose to the commission members that there was that $7.5 million settlement. The lead investigator for the commission said that they reached out to the company to ask if the company was aware of the settlement at the time that the commission was considering the license. The company said that they were. When the commission asked why they didn't disclose it at the time, the company responded they were advised by counsel not to do so.
So the Gaming Commission, in its initial investigation then, was relying on Steve Wynn's company to disclose this on its own. What is at stake here? Could Wynn lose this license to build a casino in Everett?
That could be the ultimate penalty at the end, although the commission isn't ready to say that at this point. There's a lot at stake here. Also, the integrity of the entire gaming industry here in Massachusetts. Steve Crosby pointed out that 40% of the voters in Massachusetts wanted to repeal casino gambling in a recent referendum. Chairman Steve Crosby says the process needs to be participatory, transparent, and fair, and hinted that Wynn needs to be forthcoming.
The public has a right to know. The people in Massachusetts have a right to know what the hell happened here, and no punches pulled, good, bad, or indifferent. And for us to try to be in a position where we're having to hold back something will be something that this commissioner will look unfavorably on. I mean, there are laws, there are rights under the law to certain kinds of confidentiality. We respect that. But a tremendous presumption of transparency to the maximum extent possible.
Steve, what steps is the commission taking to deal with the allegations?
Well, the investigatory arm of the commission is going back and revisiting everything, the process and what was disclosed. They're also going to be keeping an eye exactly on what the Wynn Company does in their response. The commission members reiterated many times, we're going to be keeping an eye on what the Wynn Company does to handle these allegations. So really, things are in the Wynn Company's hands.
What about reaction from Everett City officials?
Everett City Councilor Michael McLaughlin was at that meeting. Afterwards, he expressed confidence that the project will move forward.
I have no doubt that a casino will be built in the city of Everett. The 1,000 jobs that are in place today, as Chairman Crosby said, they should feel comfortable to continue to go to work and continue to build the development in our city. You know, every day I see that development growing higher and higher and larger and larger. I don't think that you're going to see that development stop. I think you're going to continue to see it grow at rapid pace.
Now, when he was asked if he thinks that the casino will have the Wynn name on it when it goes up, McLaughlin says that will be determined after the investigation is over.
All right. Speaking to us from the Statehouse, WBUR Steve Brown. Steve, thank you.
Thanks, Lisa.